I want to wish a happy Thanksgiving to everyone out there. I hope everyone has a wonderful day, eats lots of great food. I've got a little time on my hands here. I've got the turkeys on the smoker, and I am holding tight that those things will be done in time, because if not, it's going to be a vegetarian Thanksgiving here. But I tell you, one of the books I'm extremely a fan of is this book called The American Story by Tim and David Barton. I would encourage everybody to get that. It's such a good book, and it tells really the story that is trying to be omitted from a lot of the history books in the schools and some of the educational institutes. But I was reading about Thanksgiving and kind of the origins of it this morning. I kind of wanted to read a little bit of kind of an excerpt that I kind of discovered here. It was pretty neat. And, you know, when you talk about, you know, the Pilgrims and the Indians, I remember being in like kindergarten, we had to dress up at that. I think I was an Indian. I'm not sure if I was or not, but anyway, it was kind of fun, you know, I mean, just playing those roles and those parts. But when you look at the real story there, it actually is, it's pretty neat how it comes to life. And so before you get to that day, you have to kind of go to the backstory of an Indian named Squanto. And I know we've heard that name and, but really to make this come alive, it's pretty neat as far as how this story goes. And it talks about, among the Indians had been Squanto. He was a surviving member of the violent Patuxet tribe whose land the Pilgrims were now living. The backstory of Squanto is as fascinating as it is interesting. In 1614, 6 years before the Pilgrims arrived, Captain Thomas Hunt's ship was among a group of vessels exploring New England. When the other ships departed, Hunt remained behind with his crew and kidnapped 27 Indians, one of whom was Squanto. He took them to Spain and began selling them as slaves. Some Catholic friars learned what was happening and intervened, purchasing Squanto and the remaining Indians. They freed these Indians and introduced them to Christianity. At that time, the Catholics had a number of societies that worked to free slaves, whether native or African, black or white, Christian or pagan. From Spain, Squanto worked his way to England, where he remained 5 years, thoroughly learning the English language and customs. In 1619, he returned home in New England and with Captain Thomas Derner. On his arrival, Squanto discovered that a plague had killed his entire tribe. He was the last member left alive. No longer having a people, Squanto joined himself to the neighboring Wampanoag. When the Pilgrims unexpectedly arrived the following year, he saw how woefully unprepared they were for the new land and knew he could help these English newcomers. Of everything he experienced, all the tragedies that had beset him, had prepared him for that very moment. By the providence of God, Squanto now had a unique purpose for life. He would see that the Pilgrims survived at the place where his tribe had not. With Squanto's help, the Pilgrims harvested sufficient food for their upcoming second winter. They had no surplus, but things definitely looked much better than they had the preceding year when half the colonists had died. Governor William Bradford therefore appointed a day of thanksgiving, for they had much for which to be grateful. They now had a place where they could freely worship God. They had survived their first year in the wilderness of New England, and with Squanto's help, they had reaped a good harvest. Grateful for those blessings, the Pilgrims invited their Wampanoag neighbors to celebrate and give thanks to God with them. Chief Massoy and some of his 90 men came and feasted with the remaining Pilgrims. The Pilgrims and their Indian neighbors dined on deer, turkey, fish, lobster, eels, vegetables, cornbread, That was in the north? I thought cornbread was a south thing. Herbs, berries, and pies. I'm sure pumpkin pie was in there. I have one downstairs and it's calling my name. They also engaged in athletic competition, including running, wrestling, and shooting. I wonder if they wore those little tight wrestling things with the earmuffs. Chief Massoy enjoyed himself so much that he and his men stayed 3 days. That's the first time he ate turkey and ate probably ate too much. A common narrative today is that the Indians hated colonists because their land-grabbing practices and general racist disdain for natives. However, the first Thanksgiving shows this claim as both illogical and completely unfounded. After all, the 53 remaining Pilgrims, so they had 90 Indians and 53 Pilgrims, and so the remaining 53 Pilgrims were comprised of 4 women, 14 young boys and girls, 13 infants and young children, and only 22 men. On the other hand, the 90 Indians were all warriors. If there had been ill will, the Indians could have eliminated the Pilgrims in a matter of minutes, but they did not. They were friends. The Pilgrim story is one of many demonstrating the modern portrayals of the early colonists are often inaccurate. By the way, this was not the first Thanksgiving in America. There had been several others prior to this one, but only as occasions of prayer. This Pilgrim event birthed the tradition of Thanksgiving as a time that includes not only prayer, but also feasting and athletic events. So that's a great story. The American story, I definitely highly recommend that book. But I hope that just kind of like gives a little bit of insight as to what this Thanksgiving should mean. Have feasts, do athletic events, run around with all the people in your family, wrestle with them, do all that fun stuff. Let me know how it turns out. Let me know who's the winner of your family Thanksgiving. But also give thanks. We have a lot to be thankful for. We have a great history and heritage in this country that it'd be great that if everyone would learn and to appreciate. And man, I mean, we the modern conveniences we have and the ability to sit here and just hit a button that says record and to speak to everybody. I mean, there's so much to be thankful for. I know there's a lot of stress in the world. There's a lot going on, but we truly do have a lot to be thankful for. And so I just wanted to make that short. I want you guys to spend time with your family, have a lot of fun, watch football. That's part of Thanksgiving. I mean, if it says right here, athletic events, I mean, heck, man, if football would have been on, I guarantee you Squanto and all those guys would have sat around and watched the Detroit Lions because they're the ones that play every Thanksgiving. But anyway, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for all of you guys. Love y'all.